Another thing I'd like to ask you about is I was talking to Cliff Huddis. He was telling me about a trial that I guess you and he have been talking about that I thought was really fascinating, looking at the drug fulvestrant or Faslodex in sort of the delayed adjuvant setting. Could you talk a little bit about what fulvestrant is and what your thinking is with this very interesting study?
Fulvestrant is an anti-estrogen. It's administered parenterally, that is, in this case, it's given IM. And in the metastatic setting, it is one of the several agents we have that clearly has some amount of activity in hormone receptor positive breast cancer. The thinking behind this study is that more and more we understand that women who have hormone receptor positive breast cancer have a disease that has the ability to relapse many, many years later. Women with ER-negative breast cancer, if they're going to have a recurrence of breast cancer, typically have that recurrence in the first 5 years. And while there are occasional late recurrences, they are quite rare. In contrast, fully half, if not more than half, of all recurrences of women who have ER-positive breast cancer happen beyond year 5, and in fact, many occur beyond year 10. We now know from MA17, the study that randomized women after 5 years of tamoxifen to either letrozole or to a placebo, that extended adjuvant therapy is of benefit for some, if not a fair number of women. And it's with that in mind that we've considered a study in which we would give fulvestrant beyond the 5 year point, potentially beyond the 5 year point in women who had already received an aromatase inhibitor.